Texas is still in recovery mode, 2 weeks after that extreme icy weather left millions without power, heat, and in many cases, water for several days. One of the most heartbreaking outcomes is the tremendous loss of life. The true number of those who died because of hypothermia or carbon monoxide poisoning could take more time to tally, but already the numbers appear to rival the death toll of Hurricane Harvey back in 2017. Joining us from Dallas is attorney Larry Taylor of the Cochran Law Firm. He represents two families who lost loved ones during the power crisis. Larry, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Tanya.
This is your job, but it's also personal. You grew up with one of the victims that you're representing, Doyle Austin, a former Negro League baseball player who was 95 years old. What happened to him?
Mr. Austin was in his home on Sunday afternoon, lost power. And then Tuesday morning when his family went to check on him and revive him, he was unresponsive. Later on, the emergency service units were called out and they pronounced him dead on the scene. Mr. Austin lived in Acres Home, a place where I grew up, and I used to walk past his house to his sister's house, who was a surrogate grandmother of mine, along with his brother-in-law. So I spent many holidays and birthdays at the home celebrating with Mr. Austin. Mr. Austin was a character. He was well-dressed, and his personality was bigger than life. He encouraged many of us to continue to seek out both athletics and academics. And so he was a pillar of the community as well as a hero to the family.
You're also representing the family of another man who died, Gilbert Rivera. He was 60 years old. The Harris County Medical Examiner found his primary cause of death to be hypothermia. In both of these lawsuits for Rivera and Austin, you named two defendants, ERCOT and CenterPoint Energy. What is your argument in these cases?
Our argument is that they were well aware that these power grids needed to be upgraded and they failed to do so. And so our lawsuit is looking at their failure to act to protect us citizens of Texas.
The Texas Supreme Court is expected to rule sometime before June on whether ERCOT can even be held liable in lawsuits. In the past, sovereign immunity has been a defense. Can you explain how sovereign immunity works?
Sovereign immunity is basically, in this regard, ERCOT taking on the role of a pseudo-governmental agency in the sense that they're acting on the government's behalf in order to run the electricity. They're saying because they were in that role that they are protected from these particular errors. Our argument is that they're not. They had a duty to act in which they failed to do so. And so the lawsuit that is currently pending before the Supreme Court, I do believe, is between an additional energy company, an energy provider. Mm-hmm. So it's a business-to-business lawsuit. However, we believe that even if we had to go that route again, that our lawsuit would be different. And that we're talking about citizens. We're talking about those of us who live in Texas, even myself who was affected, who were not protected during this storm, and that people lost their lives. And so we believe that while the defendant is the same, the situation is different.
These two families that you're representing, these are just a few of the many calls for help from loved ones who had family members who died during this storm seeking help. Do we even have a true scope of the death toll here?
We don't. Every time I hear a story and I think, well, that was bad, I get a call and it seems to be worse. You have the 11-year-old boy who died. You have children who suffered from carbon dioxide poison from trying to stay warm. You have other elderly individuals who passed away from hypothermia. And the list goes on. And I don't think that we truly have a scope of how bad it is, only because these families are still grieving. And it's really hard to reach out and to call someone like myself when you're still grieving about the fact that you just lost your loved one.
What else do you want state leaders and really the country to know about what happened during this crisis and lessons learned so it doesn't happen another time?
I want them to learn that while we beat our chest and to say that we were independent and Texas is able to take care of itself. I want them to realize that taking care of ourselves means taking care of our citizens, because this affected all the citizens of Texas, you know, especially communities of color and rural communities, because those communities do not get the same care as far as infrastructure. And this is just a continuous issue involving these communities.
Larry Taylor is an attorney with the Cochran Law Firm in Dallas, Texas. Larry, thank you so much.
Thank you, Tanya.
And we reached out to the defendants in these lawsuits. CenterPoint Energy said that as a policy, it does not comment on pending litigation. And ERCOT said they are currently reviewing all lawsuits.